From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a farewell address delivered in Chicago late Tuesday before thousands of supporters, President Barack Obama defended his 8-year record. He called on Americans to remain vigilant against external aggression and guard against a weakening of American values. The president said he believes his policies have strengthened America's democracy.
In 10 days, the world will witness a hallmark of our democracy: the peaceful transfer of power from one freely elected president to the next.
He said he helped end recession, opened up relations with Cuba, shuttered Iran's nuclear ambitions, took out terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, won marriage equality, and secured health care for all. He spoke about the state of the country's democracy.
We remain the wealthiest, most powerful, and most respected nation on earth. Our youth, our drive, our diversity and openness, our boundless capacity for risk and reinvention means that the future should be ours. But that potential will only be realized if our democracy works.
He said it won't work without economic opportunity for all, and he called for an end to discrimination and political polarization. But University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato said the country remains divided.
President Obama has achieved a fair amount, but it's also true that we're more divided than ever. Now, part of that is directly tied to the outcome of this election.
Donald Trump succeeds Mr. Obama January 20th. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has named former Prime Minister Daniel Kaplan Duncan as the country's vice president, a new position created under a new constitution. Duncan resigned Monday and will be replaced by Amadou Gon Coulibaly, a Ouattara senior advisor. This is VOA News. The cable